Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week, the UMD Tweed Museum of Art opens with a Minnesota artist, Anne Leibovitz. Anne is no stranger to Duluth. Her paintings are even a part of the permanent collection at the Tweed Museum here at UMD. This new exhibit opens next Tuesday with a reception Thursday, June 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. Anne spoke with Radio Gallery, sharing her fascination with people, identity, and the many layers that form her work.
I'm Anne Leibovitz. And I am a professional artist. I'm a printmaker and painter. So I mix mediums together, all on the same surfaces, typically on canvas. I've been working primarily for about a year and a half on this exhibition. The pieces are large scale, large format. The largest is 8 feet by 8 feet, and it is comprised of 23 humans together in a composite format, really form one head, even though there are shadows and sort of variety of imagery from all those different humans formed together. It reads like one head. So there's 17 pieces in the show. 15 of them have woodcuts and 2 do not. The work is all composite in nature, so each of the works is based on more than one person. And so it's really about the formation and exploration into identity and into humanness and our human connectedness to one another. What I mean by that is you might have 5 different people's heads which form one head. So that there's like fragments, one side, one nose. In that way, the work is sort of more universal. There's place for the viewer to experience something evocative or emotive from the piece. We have our parents as influence, our grandparents, our teachers, our brothers and sisters and lovers and friends, and all of that really formulates who we are. In some ways, you know, as much as our genetic fiber. The work is really about accessing more than just one vantage point. On the invitation image, it has that printed, graphic, really amazing line quality that you can only get from a woodcut, and that is a primary element in that particular piece. It's not the only element, but it's actually, in that piece, it's unique because it's really the more of the top layer. But if you look carefully in some of the other images, you can see where those kind of images are coming forth and back and forth. They're there, they're not there. You see a fragment of it as I'm going forward. It's really important for me to place it and then stabilize it with some polymer emulsion, and then it's really just part of the history and part of the story, part of the journey of the piece. And so then you just really have fragments left, typically, of those marks. Primarily, the work is 4 foot by 4 foot in scale, and there's woodcuts that are that size. And when the woodcuts grew, the imagery, part by nature of the process, needed to be split. So each head is formed of 3 or 4, like, 1 foot strips. That then all of a sudden made it possible to really integrate multiple humans into one image. Each plate, so each human on a 4 foot by 4 foot woodcut, takes about 36 hours to cut, just to cut. And they're all components, so there's a lot of 4 foot by 4 foot components, which goes into each 4 foot by 4 foot painting. So it's a very manual labor. And additionally, normally you would print a woodcut onto a paper so you could put it in a press. But I've chosen to do them onto canvas, so I actually really just use blood, sweat, and tears. So it's a really highly manual, highly laborious, and really spectacular job.
Again, the work of Anne Leibovitz is on display through August 11th at the Tweed Museum of Art at UMD, with an opening reception June 6th at 5 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Chloe Walsh and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts for Radio Gallery. I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.